Thanks for joining us again on DollarWise, where we provide tips on how to manage your money after experiencing a sudden financial windfall. We've been following our friend Barry, who just won $25 million. We've been providing him with tips to help him stay a millionaire throughout his lifetime, rather than just for a couple of years. In our last program, we gave Barry the first tip, which was to take some time to think about the goals and aspirations he has for his life before he sets about spending his money. Barry is supposed to be meeting us here to discuss the plans he has for his money after taking some time to think. Oh, here he comes now. I've got a money plan.
Oh, you're there already. You hear that song there? I'm a new anthem that, you know. Yeah, man, I'm ready for talk about my plan still.
So what have you decided?
Well, quickly after I start make some plans, I realize that $25 million enough money, you know. But it can done fast. By the time I buy a house and a decent car and pay my debts, I reach the limit. So I think to myself, drive a new car and go on rent house. Take taxi or bus and go my own house. So that me decide, make a go after a house and then put down the rest for now. Probably put it in an account where it can go and earn some interest on it. When the interest grow now, then we can tackle the care on the debt part. How that sound?
Not bad, Barry, not bad. In fact, your plans lead us directly into our next two tips. Tip number two, save your money. And tip number three, invest your money. And here's noted local economist Dennis Chung explaining the importance of saving and investing after you come into a large sum of money.
You don't create wealth by spending money. You create wealth by saving money. And don't mistake a windfall, something that just comes at one time, as something that you can continue spending, because it's very important for you to realize that it's not consistent income, and therefore you can't spend it on things that are recurring, and therefore when that money is not coming in again, you can't maintain that lifestyle.
Having a pool of available cash, Mr. Chung says, puts you in a position where you can invest in options which will generate recurrent cash. And as you build your cash base, you can build the number of areas which generate revenue for you, allowing you to move past simply having money to becoming wealthy.
First thing you do is saving. The second thing, though, is investment. So saving is not enough, because when you actually save money in a bank account, for example, the interest rate that you're going to get is going to be less than the inflation rate. So you save, you accumulate, and then you invest. So you save enough money, for example, to buy stocks and or a house, and you invest in that. Those are your longer term assets. And over time, you're building wealth, looking at you have income flow from it, whether it's stocks, it's dividends. And you have capital growth. Similarly, from a house, you'll have rent and you'll have capital growth.
Mr. Chung is at pains to remind persons to avoid the trap of buying liabilities disguised as assets.
You don't get to a point where you have money by actually going out and spending that money on things like cars, you know, where it appears as if you have wealth, you know, when the man who is riding a bicycle could actually be much wealthier than you, because you borrow the money to buy that Mercedes and you're paying a monthly loan, while what he's doing is riding a bicycle and saving that money and investing that money in assets that are going to generate greater growth.
Boy, Mr. Chung sound like him know what I'm talking about, you know. Me definitely I go focus on saving and building up my finances so my thing can grow. You get what I say? But a time for check out the real estate market, so me can buy the mansion. Come on. I just make sure, say, boy, yeah, pay attention still, you see me? But me know say it's an affordable house, me a pre, man. Chop. Little more.
Join us again next week when we again advise Barry on his journey to financial stability. This has been DollarWise. Thanks for staying tuned.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.